I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
John Lopez, Cody Stutz in the loop with you today. Sports Radio 610, sportsradio610.com. John, Jadeveon Clowney, J.J. Watt, and the Texans defense have no easy task on Sunday. I was reading Andy Benoit, who writes for the MMQB, and he was talking about how Tom Brady's first three drives against the New Orleans Saints last weekend was perhaps the best three-drive stretch in the career of Tom Brady. Now, think about that.
I wouldn't doubt it. I've watched that game. It was the local game here.
Now, think about that. In Tom Brady's career, 40 years old, all the years he's been in the NFL, he said that that's the best three-series stretch he's ever had in his career. That's impressive.
I would maybe just alter that a little bit to start a game.
Because
it literally was the first time he's thrown three touchdowns in the first quarter of a game in his career, which is kind of hard to believe.
And there's a tremendous amount of difference between some of the success Tom Brady has had in his career. Like he's had some really impressive playoff games, comebacks, and things like that. And the importance level on those drives has been different. But just to start a game, like you pointed out, you're absolutely right about that. It was really good. And I mean, garbage at his feet where he can't step into throws and he's just arming it out to guys like Gronk and things like that. So I think about all this, and I was thinking about this defense ahead of this New England game on Sunday for the Texans. And J.J. Watt's the big key here because he wasn't healthy last year in the regular season. He wasn't a member of the roster in the playoff game. And even, 2 years ago when they were here, he was like the only kind of playmaker because I don't believe Clowney was healthy maybe that game, something like that. But anyway, Watt's the big attraction ahead of this game for the defense. But I have a very valid argument to why Jadeveon Clowney is more important.
I would like to hear that.
Okay, here's why I believe Clowney to be more important than Watt on Sunday. Because if Jadeveon Clowney plays bad or Jadeveon Clowney gets exposed, it's points. If Watt plays bad or gets exposed, it's yards.
Because you're talking about him in coverage.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. And they're going to clearly try to exploit that. I mean, this is what just a little irritating to me, the way that that they have him out at linebacker. You said it yesterday. Just simplify this thing for him, man. Just put his hand in the dirt and let him go rush the passer and try to stop the run. By the way, he's one of the best run stoppers this team has seen in a long, long time, maybe ever. But they got him at linebacker. Tom Brady's going to go, oh, hey, look. He's at linebacker. Let's move this guy over here. Let's get this guy in motion. Let's make sure that Clowney is trying to cover Gronkowski.
Let's make sure Clowney's trying to cover James White out of the backfield or one of our slot guys.
I really feel, and we may hear this later in our Larceny Bourbon keys to the game, but, I mean, if Tom Brady against Jadeveon Clowney, he's great, but he can't match with Tom Brady.
No. No, and here's the thing. I'm not even super comfortable with Whitney Mercilus in coverage or Bernardrick McKinney in coverage, but I'm way more comfortable with those guys being the guy chasing around a tight end or a running back out of the backfield than I am with Clowney.
Right.
I don't want to say that it's keep it simple, but just maximize his talent. And I understand he's one of the most physically gifted defenders in football. Like, guys his size shouldn't have the athleticism he has. But just because he has that doesn't mean you have to try to make him a cover guy or have him dropping out there. Now, the concern I would have is Clowney gets in a situation where it looks like it's about to be a simple coverage for him.
It's never going to be simple.
And it gets so, like, yeah. like if a running back just drops out into the flat, like, okay, I trust Clowney to take care of
that. Or at least make the tackle.
But if the running back starts in the flat and then cuts it up the field, I've got no faith that Jadeveon Clowney is going to be a capable cover mm-hmm. on that on a consistent basis. And the Patriots will just start picking you apart. Just pick.
And they're going to find that scab and keep picking at that. Mm-hmm. So if a Clowney gives up, how many times have you seen Bill Belichick's offense just run the same play like 3 out of 4 plays? Because they do it until you stop it, and they win Super Bowls.
It'll be interesting to see how Belichick and his offense with McDaniels match wits against Romeo Crennel and Mike Vrabel on the defensive side of the football. Let's hear from Clowney now as he talks about the Patriots game coming up. It's pretty simple. You got to put pressure on Tom Brady.
I got to create some pressure up front. So I'm coming down to the D-line up front, getting pressure, and hopefully we can get him off his spot and make some bad passes. We don't do that a lot.
Notice he said, I,
mm-hmm.
not we. Let's not mince words here. Jadeveon Clowney's first couple of weeks have been a bit disappointing, especially on the pass rush front.
Yes.
I, not we. I think that was an important distinction from what he had to say. He also mentioned that when you hit a QB, any quarterback gets a bit frustrated.
If you can hit them, if you can get them hits on the quarterbacks, all of them get frustrated and make them tip pass or turn the ball over, frustrate them early in the game. You got to do it early in the game, though, so lead on for later on in the game.
That's almost always been the MO on Brady. He doesn't like getting physical.
Mm-hmm. Well, but the thing is, he gets rid of the ball so much and it's so easily and so quickly that you just can't get a good hit on him.
I'm not saying take a cheap shot, but
you can't. No, not against Brady. You breathe on. Look at what was the late hit called last night that was bogus? Was it last night in a college game? I saw one that I was. It must have been a college game.
Mm-hmm. USF last night.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I was like, come on! Imagine Brady. They're gonna you breathe on him too hard. They're gonna call it.
That's fine. 15 yards.
Worth the 15, pal.
Worth the 15. Clowney was asked about his comfort level when he gets to drop back in coverage.
Is it comfortable now dropping as much as rushing?
Yeah, I'm cool with it. Whatever they ask me to do, I try to get my job done. Not complaining about anything, so looking forward to whatever the game plan is this week.
I'm cool with it.
I'm cool with that, man. Well, what are you supposed to say? Are you comfortable with pass defense? No, God, no.
No, please don't find me on the
Lord.
Field. No.
Please tell Coach.
Can you guys talk to Vrabel for me?
That's right. What are you going to say? I mean, you got to ask the question. I'm not. What was that, Matt Musil? I'm not trying to bang on Matt Musil.
Yeah.
You got to ask the question. But
it's worth noting that he complained about playing, you know, sort of, I don't want to say inside, but he sort of complained about the line play that he was doing last year in the midst of doing it really well. And so it's like, it's okay. Like, Clowney very much, when he says, I'm going to do whatever they tell me to do, like, he complained about it and mm-hmm. then went out there and was still really good last year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like he may not like it, but, like, he's going to bust his tail to make sure he try to maximize what he's got. So,
by the way, I just got a text on the bad phone. John, it's a friend of mine. I am on Highway 90. There's a lot of traffic. You nailed it.
There you go. People were saying we don't know how to do other people's jobs.
See, take that, everyone.
Yeah.
You people.
John Lopez, Cody Stutes, at Lopez on Sports on Twitter, at Cody _Stutes on Twitter. What's trending coming your way? Review of the Thursday night football house party. BYU can do what now on campus? And the NFL has to make this happen. All that and more next on the Loop Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.